Hey y'all, welcome back to Sidetrack. I just seen the most disgusting thing I've seen on the internet since Two Girls, One Cup. Listen, so y'all know Gabe Irwin, aka Gabe on the internet. He's cool. I liked his vines back in the day, but hear me out. So he's doing like reaction videos on his YouTube channel these days, and one of these videos was where a family was sharing a tub of water a day. Now, I don't know how many people are in that family or what they do for a living, but that tub looked filthy. I gagged and I coughed so hard I sat up. Like, that is not okay. Do you know how many infections you can get from that? Like, oh my god. Just take a damn shower, man. 5-10 minute shower. Just, you don't even have to leave the water on the whole time. Like, you rinse your body, turn off the water, scrub your body, rinse the soap off your body, and then clean your privates, and then hop the fuck out. You don't have to sit in a filthy ass tub for who knows how long. Y'all, I'll put the link to the video. That shit was nasty. And I just had to tell somebody, because that tub was not holy. It was not Justin Bieber holy. It was some country song. I don't know. I don't really listen to country music, but it's like disgusting. All right? It's fucking gross. And makes me want to take a shower now, because what the fuck, but and I just drank water, so I can't get that out of my head. I'm sorry, y'all. That is nightmare fuel at its finest. But anyway, like, have a good night, I guess. But, and they were proud of it, too. They're like, I'm a hillbilly cheapskate. I share one tub with my family every day. And I'm like, okay. I was thinking, like, showers, maybe. Because, my childhood home had one bathroom before we moved into, a house. Like, I used to live in an apartment. Well, first, no. I lived in an office building, an apartment, and then I lived in a house. So, that's me. We had one bathroom in the office building and the house. I mean, office building and the apartment. And in the house, we had two bathrooms, but one of the bathrooms was in my mom's room, and we weren't really allowed in there because we were kids. My mom knew we were going to mess something up in there, so she was like, y'all can't go in there. But anyway, we, as kids, we had to clean that bathtub top to bottom every week. Like, my mama didn't care if we had an essay due. She's like, you better clean that bathtub. And we did. And I'm just sitting here thinking of all the baths that I've taken. Just like soaking in the tub, trying to relax. Forget about the world, you know. And niggas is out here sharing one tub of filthy bath water every day. Ah. And it was so nasty, girl. It was so nasty. I would not wish that on my worst enemy. Like, at all. that shit was horrifying, and I would not recommend it, just because you can get a bacterial infection, you can get skin infection, you can get a UTI, you can get an STI if you're fucking lucky, but, you know, that shit was not cute, and now I'm not gonna be able to sleep. Gosh darn it, so, I mean, I got shit to do anyway. But, yeah. Who thought that was a good idea? I'm asking out of fear. Who sat at the dinner table and was like, hey, y'all, so this is what we're gonna do. Money's a little tight right now. We are gonna share one tub of water. Like, I'm gonna fill the tub in the morning. Y'all can soak in the bath as long as you like for the whole day. Just get all the dirt out your system and move on. Who came up with that idea? I think it might have been the dad, but the mom was so on board with it. I feel like it might have been her as well. So, shit. I don't know, but hey. I guess we'll find out. But, I didn't even finish the whole video. I just watched, like, the first 20 seconds, and I was like, nope, 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 nope. Nope, that is enough internet for today. I'm done. Should I put this on my Patreon? Oh, just bonus episodes of, like, gross, me reacting to gross shit. That'd be funny. But yeah, let me know if you want to see that, because I have a Patreon page. I just haven't set it up with, like, I haven't uploaded anything on there yet, so if you're willing and able to subscribe to my Patreon, that would be amazing. But yeah, who came up with the idea to do that? And also, Gabe, why would you show me that on my timeline? Why would you post that? I have so many questions, but I guess the main one is, why in the hell would you do that? But yeah, that's where we're at now. Now that I'm completely awake, I wanted to go to the park today, but I guess I changed my mind after I ate my dinner, because I was like, I really don't want to do anything else. I was cleaning all morning, y'all. All morning. I was scrubbing the floors. I was cleaning my closet. You know, just getting all the crazy stuff out the way. And now I just got to take out the garbage, clean up the kitchen. You know, do my thing. And yeah, but I'm not happy with what I saw, basically. But yeah, so. Alright, y'all. I thought that would be funny to share with y'all. But I'm gonna put the link in the description if y'all want to see it for yourselves. Let me know what you think, or just post it in Gabe's comments, because he's the one that posted it to begin with. But yeah, let's talk about it, because that shit was fucked up. I did not need to see that after I drank some water. Now I'm traumatized, and I don't think I can ever recover from that. But I'm gonna finish the video. I might gag a little, but hey, I mean, it is what it is. So yeah, tomorrow, got a big day tomorrow. I have to get up super early, finish cleaning, I gotta pick up some stuff from Target, then I have to go home and get my medicine, see my family, then drive all the way back. I'm not having it, but at least I don't have to do a lot of other things, like, I'll have to do my laundry too. Shoot. Well, I can just bring that home, I guess. But, yeah. Alright, that's all I gotta say. Good night. Bye. Also, thank you so much for supporting me, guys. This podcast would literally not be anything if it weren't for you. I just post the content and I leave the app alone, but I come back and I see all the love that you guys have given me, and it inspires me to keep going. So hopefully this won't be a phase. I appreciate all the love, and I'm sending love back. I'm sending blessings back. Sending good vibes, just happiness all around, and yeah, I hope y'all have a good night, and see you next time.